Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
All right, how many of you ready for the word? Me too. Let's just jump straight in there. 1 Samuel chapter 3, reading from verse 1 together. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel was serving the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had just gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, everyone say suddenly. Suddenly, the Lord called out, Samuel, Samuel. Yes, Samuel replied, what is it? He jumped up and ran to Eli. Here I am, what do you need? I didn't call you, Eli replied. Go back to bed. So he did. Then the Lord called out again, Samuel. And Samuel jumped up and ran to Eli. Here I am, he said. What do you need? I didn't call you, my son, Eli said. Go on back to bed. Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So now the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel jumped up and ran to Eli. Here I am, he said, what do you need? Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, go and lie down again, and if someone calls again, say, yes, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to bed, and the Lord came and called as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, yes, your servant is listening. I think if you're anything like me, you know what I'm about to say when I say that one of the greatest challenges in my life, in reality, as I've become a Christian now just over 30 years ago, one of the greatest challenges for me personally is to recognize the voice of God. Recognizing the voice of God. Wouldn't it be awesome if God spoke and we all realized and recognized in the moment, this is the Lord who speaketh. How many of you know, he always speaks King James. I don't know why. Probably because he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So he speaks King James. The Lord speaketh. All right. But for me personally, one of the greatest challenges I've had is to recognize the voice of God when he speaks. Now, for me, recognizing the voice, it is true. I have an issue with voice recognition, but how many of you know Siri doesn't? How many of you know what this is? Give me a wave if you know what that is. What's that called? iPhone. For those of you who are over 77 years of age, this is what they call an iPhone. You can send things on them called messages, like text messages. It's quite amazing. If you're under 17, I want to let you know, there was a time when dinosaurs ruled the world and there was no such thing as an iPhone. It is true. There was a time many, many years ago, like centuries ago, when families would sit down around a meal table and they would actually talk to each other. No, it's true. I speaketh the truth. I speaketh the word of the Lord. All right, the iPhone. But how many of you know, I nearly dropped that. The iPhone has got something on it called voice recognition. How smart is this? Like, I can't even get Georgie to speak to me, you know what I'm saying? But my telephone will speak back to me, all right. So, and voice recognition is really simple. All you do is you push the button. How many of you have worked out the Siri deal? How many of you have got Siri worked out? How many of you got no idea what I'm talking about? Some of you got no idea what I'm talking about. All right, so it works like this. So let's try and get it, I'll put it close so you can hear. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it. All right, here we go. Hey, Siri.
Yes, Pastor Shane.
Wish I could get Georgie to do that. I see a little silhouette of a man.
Do you mean Pastor Mick Reeves?
She's good. She's good. Hey, Siri.
Yes, Pastor Shane.
Who is the boss of Enjoy Church?
That would be Pastor Louise Arioka.
She obviously ain't that smart. She should have said Jesus. That's what I was looking for. You've rigged it. That's what I'm saying. All right, all right. Hey, Siri.
Yes, Pastor Shane.
Who do I think is the hottest girl in the world?
That's easy. Georgie Girl Baxter.
Yeah, she's smart. Let's give it up for Siri, shall we? She's awesome. Voice recognition. What I find interesting about Samuel's call, a call which would lead to him becoming one of the greatest prophets known in the Word of God, is that at first it would seem that he didn't recognize the voice of God. It's quite amazing, isn't it, to think that here is this man who's going to be the mouthpiece for the voice of God, but when he begins to hear the voice of God, he doesn't even recognize the voice of God. In fact, as I read it, it would appear that to Samuel, the voice of God sounded familiar, but he didn't actually recognize him as the Lord. He didn't recognize the voice of the Lord as the Lord's. Initially, he thought it was Eli calling. So he jumps up out of bed. He runs into the presence of Eli and says, "Yes, what do you need? Here I am. I'm going to serve you. What do you need?" Eli's like, no, go back to bed. He does it twice and he does it a third time. Then it was Eli who realized this is the voice of God. God is speaking to you. Sometimes we need some help, some from brothers or sisters or leaders to help us to recognize the voice of God. That's exactly what happened. So Eli says to Samuel, "Now go back to bed, and this is what you do." I think for many of us, Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. That was the word of God was coming to Samuel, but Samuel didn't recognize the voice of God. But I actually think that for many, Jesus is calling, but in amongst the myriads of voices. How many of you hear voices? Just be honest. Some of you are like, ooh. How many of you hear voices in your head? You're not going to answer, are you? Voices, I hear voices. All right. I hear voices, all sorts of voices. I live in a very busy world, and I'm a busy guy, you're a busy guy, you're a busy girl. We're all busy. Everyone wants a piece of our time. Everybody's got something to say. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Voices, 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 voices. So many voices, not to mention the noise. How many of you can hear the noise? It's like static noise everywhere. It sounds like the Richmond team squad cheering on their team. There's noise everywhere. There's voices everywhere. There's sound. Sound just keeps coming like wave after wave after wave. And in the midst of it all, we're running at 100 miles an hour. We're trying to raise our kids. We've got to get them to soccer practice. They don't even play good soccer, but we've got to get them there anyway. And we work so hard. We're trying to do this. We're trying to do that. Trying to pay the bills. And in the midst of it, Jesus is calling. But so often we're missing the voice of God because we simply don't recognize him as being him. I think sometimes I'm missing the voice of God, but the voice is still there. You're the voice trying to understand. That's another voice. All right. But how many know Jesus is still speaking? Whether you're hearing or not, the chances are Jesus is speaking. Friends, how many of you are in Christ? Give me a wave if you're in Christ. Can I say this to you? God is wanting to speak to you. God is wanting to speak to all of us. He's all the time speaking, but sometimes we're not all the time recognizing this is his voice. In Psalm chapter 19, verse 17, it says, "How precious are your thoughts about me? How precious are your thoughts?" This is psalmist writing. "How precious, Lord, are your thoughts about me?" Can I say this to you? The Lord has got precious thoughts towards you. The Lord has got precious thoughts towards you. He loves you. He adores you. He cares for you. He's got a plan for you. He's got a purpose for you. He's got a destiny for you. And you know what? He's not going to hide them from you. It's like Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Hey, let's play tricks on all the earthlings. Let's have some plan and purposes, but we're not going to tell them anything. How many of you know that's not God? God is like, no, he's thinking about you. He's got a plan for you, and he's going to reveal to you what that perfect plan is. How precious are your thoughts about me? Oh God, they cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still there. You are still with me. I love this thought. I love this point. So here he is, he's having a dream. He's dreaming about how many thoughts God has got towards him and how wonderful and pure and glorious they are. And then he says, and when I wake up, you're still with me. I'm dreaming and it's an incredible dream. And God is speaking to him in his dream. But then when he wakes up, guess what? The Lord is still there. And the Lord is still speaking and the Lord is still revealing his plan. When I think about the way God speaks to me, it is rarely with fanfare. How many of you know what I mean by fanfare? How many of you know, like, when the queen comes out of her palace and she's like, "Weekend at Bernie's, part 15. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like that. That's cheeky. All right. How many of you know it is rarely with fanfare? When God speaks to me, I don't always have a burning bush going on. How many of you have ever had a burning bush experience? How many of you have ever had a grass fire? I have, but it had nothing to do with God. You know what I'm saying? That was before I was a Christian. I just drank whatever. All right, so let's move on. All right, don't bring up my past. All right, moving right along. Here's the truth, though. When I encounter God, it is rarely a burning bush experience. I've had a few of them. Some of you know how it was that George and I were called to what is now Enjoy Church. If you're here and you know the story, I'm just going to repeat it again because there's many people in the room would have never heard it. 1998. So here we are, August 1998. In January, February, I went on a 40-day fast. So after 40 days of fasting, I lost 20 kilos. How many of you know that's a heck of a lot of weight? I missed out on 120 meals. That's a lot of meals. And on the 40th day, when I woke up expecting God to speak to me, he didn't even say good morning. You know what I'm saying? He said nothing. And I was ticked, just being really honest. I was ticked. I'm like, look at me. I'm a skinny little runt now. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, Georgie, like, I like that runt. He was skinnier. But anyway, moving right along. So 40 days, he says nothing. 8 months later, I find myself at a church planters camp in New South Wales. New South Wales wanted George and I to go up there and plant a church. So we get there. I'm not looking to plant a church. I'm looking for the word of God. How many of you know if you're hungry and you're desperate and you're seeking a word, if you're seeking the Lord, if you're seeking his voice, he's going to speak. So I get there desperately wanting the word of God, but not for a minute realizing what was about to occur. We started the camp on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday morning, these guys say, all right, we're going to get together with you this afternoon and we're going to get you to sign up what city you want to go to, what place you want to go to. I'm like, I don't think so, but we'll see. So we go into the meeting that morning. It's about 11 o'clock. I'm on about the 10th row back up in this tiered seating. I'm on about the 10th row. I'm sitting there minding my own business. How many of you know that's a miracle all by itself? So God is in the house. I sit there and the Spirit of God just engulfed me. Now, like I say, you're not going to hear me talk like this. I don't have many of these experiences. Some people, they seem to have them like every other day, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I reckon their pastor's coming back from whatever. I'm not judging them, you know what I'm saying? So just not judging them. But whatever. I'm sitting there and the Spirit of God is all over me. And I began to, like, I was like, in the moment, I'm like, I start to laugh. How many of you know it's embarrassing when you're sitting there by yourself in front of, even though you're with everybody, you're by yourself, and you start laughing. But then you start crying. How many of you know that's like a nervous breakdown happening? You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there, and the Spirit of God is all over me. I'm laughing, I'm crying. I put my head in my hands, I close my eyes, and I saw a vision of a blonde woman. Some of you younger guys are like, yeah, I've seen that vision. Not that vision, all right? Come back, we're in church. Clean, yeah, all right. Clean, all right. I saw a vision of a blonde woman and three little children, broken family, and the arm of God went all the way around them. God said to me, go back, Father, your family, your church, your community, and your state. As clear as I've ever heard God speak, God spoke as clear as that. I'm like, wow. I hopped up. I dried myself off because I was bawling like a baby. I walked out, and as I'm walking past the guys, it's now probably 11:45, they say, this afternoon we're going to get together. I said, I'm going home. And they're like, you can't go home. It goes till tomorrow night. The camp's still on. I'm out of here. I heard the word of God. I'm leaving. I walked out. How many of you know? Here we are today. We're fathering family. We're fathering church. We're fathering community. And we're fathering the state of Victoria. All right. How many of you know when the word of God comes? Now for me, this doesn't happen every day. That's a fanfare moment. Remember when Saul was on the road to Damascus? And what happened? Jesus comes along, knocks him on his backside effectively. And all of a sudden, there's a flashing light all around, and then God spoke to him as clear. How many of you know that's a burning bush experience? How many of you know when Moses was in the wilderness, he literally had a burning bush experience? But most encounters with God are not like that. Most encounters with God don't have a burning bush. It's like, not even a singing bush, but that's Three Amigos. That's different. But in the Bible, we have the burning bush. And most experiences are not accompanied with a burning bush. Most experiences, you're not going to get knocked on your backside on the road to Damascus. Most experiences are not going to be in row 10, thinking you're having a nervous breakdown, but then you realize it's God. Most of the time, when God speaks to me, he sounds just like me. Strange that, isn't it? Most of the time, when God speaks to me, he sounds just like me. Occasionally, he sounds like Georgie. True story. How many of you are married? How many of you want to get married? How many of you want to stay married? All right, just put your hands up. Everyone put your hands up. Put your hands. All right, sounds all right. So here's the thing. Can I say this too? If you're married, understand God is going to speak through your spouse, especially the wife. Because sometimes we're thick and we're running at 100 miles an hour. We're doing work. We're cheering on Richmond. We've got everything going on in life and we don't recognize the voice of God. God is going to use our spouses. Girls, God is going to use your husband to speak to you. Men, God is going to use your wife to speak to you. God is going to use our spouses to speak to us. But most of the time, when God speaks to me, he actually sounds just like me. It's really quite bizarre. The fanfare moment is awesome. But for most of us, we're not going to have too many of those. I've had less than five in my whole life, fanfare moments. Most of the time, God is just going to turn up and he's going to speak to me. Just gently speak to me with a quiet voice, a gentle voice, a whisper. He just begins to reveal his plans and his purposes for me. He sounds just like for me, very familiar. Familiar. Some of you are hearing the voice of God, but you're not recognizing the voice of God. The reason Siri recognizes my voice is because I talk to her every day and she recognizes my voice. When you get used to talking with God, you're going to get to the place where you recognize his voice and it'll be like two friends hanging out. Praise God for friends. How many of you have got friends? Give me a wave, you got friends. All right, all the rest of you, just reach out to someone who didn't wave their hand and just say, friend, come and have lunch, all right? We're all going to be friends in here. We all need friends, you know? John chapter 10, verse 27 says, Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they don't follow me. Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they. Yeah, I think sometimes we don't recognize the voice of God as being the voice of God. We don't know that it's God speaking, and then we don't follow. And then we don't progress. And then we don't take ground. Then we don't step into the promises. Friends, can I say this to you? Jesus is going to speak to you, not that you could go, good job. Good word, Lord. No, Jesus wants to speak to you that you might follow him. He's got a plan for you. He's got a purpose for you. His plans are for you and for those around you. You are his man. You are his woman. You are his agent. You're his person that he's going to send into the world to be the light of the world. He wants to speak to you, but then after speaking to you, he wants you to step up and step in and follow him. Follow him. How many of you know fellowship is awesome, but followership is better? You can tweet that. Fellowship is awesome, but followership is better. We need to follow the Lord into all that God has got for us. He knows the plans and the purposes he has for us, and he's not trying to keep them a secret. He's going to reveal them to us. I don't think my issue typically is not me wanting not to follow the Lord, but I think so often I've missed when the Lord has spoken. So the Lord is speaking, but it's like no one's home. The Lord is knocking, but I'm not answering. Because I'm not recognizing his voice. I'm running here, I'm running there, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I'm not recognizing the voice of God. Friends, Jesus is calling. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. I like that. I like having friends. How many of you do actually got friends and like having friends? So we need to get friendlier. You should all have your hands up. Put your hands. There's a song again. It's coming out. We all. Friendship is awesome. I love my friends. I love getting together with my friends. I love chewing the fat with my friends. How many of you like chewing the fat? You know, how many of you know got any idea what I'm talking about? It's like sitting around just talking, yakking, gas bagging. All right, praise God for Australia right there. You're hearing Australia. Sometimes we turn to Hebrew and sometimes to Greek, but today we've got Australian going on. We're going to sit around, chew the fat, have a gas bag, have a bit of a natter, you know, like Arnie used to. Praise God. All right, so we get together with our friends and we talk. I don't know about you, when I get together with my friends, I can promise you we're going to talk about God. We're going to talk about God. Typically, we will also talk about family. And we talk trash. Trash. Not rude trash. You know, not that sort of trash. But just nonsense. We just have fun together. Can I encourage some of you? You need to lighten up. You need to lighten up and relax. You know what I'm saying? Just relax. Just start smiling at people. You know what I'm saying? Just smile and laugh. Laugh. Laughter is good like medicine. Typically, when I'm talking about God, I'm not laughing. You know what I'm saying? Like, God is awesome. Laughter comes from somewhere else. It begins with joy, but there's a place where you go where you're just talking and you're encouraging each other, laughing, talking stuff, friends talking to friends. You know what? I think Jesus wants to come to your table. Jesus wants to latte with you. Jesus wants to go on the train with you. Jesus wants to go to the MCG and watch Richmond win with you. Jesus wants to go with you everywhere you go, and he wants dialogue happening all the time, like friends traveling together, like friends talking together, like friends having fellowship together. Could it be that God would want to speak to us like that? I actually think absolutely, absolutely God wants to speak to us like that. Friends, Jesus is calling. John chapter 15, verse 14 says, "You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead now, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." God has got a plan for you. God has got a purpose for you. Jesus knows what the plan and purpose is, and he wants to sit with you and dine with you and walk with you and talk with you and reveal his plan so that upon hearing, you might follow him. My sheep hear my voice. They know my voice and they follow me. They step out with me. Friends, I want to encourage you, because the reality is this. God wants to take us all on a journey. In Christ, everything the Father is wanting to be made known to us is spoken to us by Christ, that we who are his friends might say amen and follow him for the glory of God. God wants to use you to bring him glory. Jesus wants to use you. He wants to reveal things to you that the Father may be glorified. How many of you think the Father should be glorified through your life? Thank you. I see that hand. All right, I'll stop speaking Australian and go back to English, or a version of it. How many of you think the Father should be glorified through your life? All right. Well, Jesus is speaking so the Father can be glorified. Jesus is speaking so that we might step out, maybe out of our comfort zone, maybe into spaces. That is a cross between a space and a place, like a serpent, cross between a serpent and a snake. You can use that also. God is wanting us to step into places. God is wanting us to follow him. We're his servants, but now we're his friends. That's why he wants to speak, that through us following him, the Father might be glorified. What I find really interesting is how much God would actually use us if we would just slow down and listen. If we would just slow down and listen. In amongst all the other voices and other noises and other sounds, if we would listen for the voice of God and recognize the voice of God and step when we hear the voice of God, I think it's bizarre, quite incredible how much God would use us. I was reminded this week again of just how powerful it is to hear the voice of God. What can happen on the other side? A simple response. And I'm not talking about going to the other side of the world and laying it all down and selling all your possessions. No, I'm just talking about living every day as a life of faith where you would be open to what it is that God would say. So that when you hear his voice, you actually say, okay, Lord, let's do this. It doesn't need to be hard and it doesn't need to be complicated. Sometimes I think we overcomplicate it. And sometimes in the church, I think there is a mindset that says if you're in ministry or you're a pastor, then God is going to use you. No, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, if you can hear his voice, then God is wanting to use you. Use you, all of you. Like last Sunday, we had an incredible Father's Day. I don't know about you. I love Father's Day at Enjoy Church. Praise God. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Went home with my parents after church and we hung out eating chicken rolls, because how many of you know chicken rolls are like, oh, praise God. That's all I can say. We had chicken rolls for dinner. It was lovely for lunch. And then I waved goodbye to my parents and then I went and packed a bag and went to the airport and hopped on a plane and went to Osaka. Why? Because I was getting bored at home. So what? Just go to Osaka. So I go to Osaka and I fly through the night and I get there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. And to be honest, my brain was on the outside of my head. I'm exhausted, but I go straight into a meeting and then go to bed, and then we get up and we go straight into the meetings. And then it's Tuesday afternoon, and I'm thinking to myself, if I'm smart, I just got to use this three-hour block, and I'm going to get my sermon done, so when I get back to Australia, I'm not going after it on Saturday night, then I can watch the Richmond game. And so I've got to get my sermon done, got to get my sermon done. So that's the mind, that's where I'm at. And so we finish our meetings, and I step outside with young Toshki, and I say, Toshki, where are we going? And he says to me, where do you want to go? And I'm like, well, where should we go, Lord? Where should we go? I can't say I hopped on my knees and said, Lord, the Lord speak to us. I didn't say, no. It was just like, Lord, where should we go? It's just like, where should we go, Lord? And I thought about it. And I just felt that we should go to All Day Coffee. Some of you are like, that's not God. That's because you love coffee. Well, it just happens to be that God knows what I love. And so I just felt to go to All Day Coffee. So we go to All Day Coffee. We walk in, and there's two people. It's like All Day Coffee is just like a stand in the middle of a shopping center. Just think of like High Point, and you got a stand. You got like a bench that goes all the way around the outside. You can walk in the middle, and you got a coffee machine. Praise the Lord! How many of you know a latte truly is the nectar of heaven? It flows from God above. Just put that in there. And so, but you got two people in there, and then so we sit down. I'm sitting on the end of the bench here, and the bench goes around the corner, and then the manager comes in and they've known us for about 18 months. When we're over there, typically we'll go here at least once on our trip, and so they know who we are. And she's like, ha ha, and I'm like, ha ha, and because a little bit of Japanese language, it's like, hey, all right, so we do that stuff. She comes in and she makes herself at home, and that was it. And then I start, it was a slow start. I've got to. Few texts I've got to get back and whatever on the Apple iPhone, and so gotta go. And then the manager comes back, and she says to me, "Excuse me, yes." She goes, "I'm sitting here. Toshki's there." Goes around, and there's a bench, and there's another girl now sitting here. She goes, "This is my friend." Really broken English, like hardly English, but I knew it. This is my friend. She's sad. You need to speak to her. She needs to speak to you. And I'm like, really? And I look at Toshki, and Toshki's like, and I'm like, okay. So I look at the girl and I say, are you sad? Yes. Do you want me to speak to you? Yes. I'm like, am I in Canon camera or something? What's going on here? So we start talking for probably 20 minutes. We're talking about where she's at. We're talking about her work situation. We're talking about her boss. We're talking about betrayal. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about how much Jesus loves her, how he's got a plan and a purpose for her life, how he's got a better job for her. And so I asked her, would you like me to pray for a job for you? Now, the manager has come and gone through the whole conversation. She's there. Manager's now standing right here, and her friend is here, and Toshki's there. And I'm like, would you like me to pray for you? And she's like, yes. And so I said to the manager, is it okay if we pray here? And the manager goes, yes. And then she goes, and it's the sincerity. I'm thinking to myself, what the heck's going on here? We're in the middle of this whole, like, it's busy. People everywhere. And I'm speaking with people who don't speak English, and I don't speak Japanese, other than the important words like Kawasaki, Honda, and Toshiba, but that's all I got. But other than that, I'm just trying to communicate, share the love of Jesus with her. Now we're going to pray for her. So I can pray for you. Yes. I'll pray for a new job for you. Yes. I'll pray for a better boss for you. Yes. I'll pray for lots of money for you. Yes. She's getting real happy now. So we prayed. The manager's like this. We pray. And in that moment, you could just sense the joy of the Lord coming to this girl. I'm not going to stand here and say she threw herself at my feet and said, what must I do to be saved? That didn't happen. But that was a great first step. And so it was like, then it was really funny to watch the manager go, amen. And I was like, this is so cool. I'm like, I feel like the Apostle Paul, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, don't stone me now. All right, so feeling good. So then we get back to answering these things that I had to answer. And then so after a little while, she leaves, and then another guy comes and he sits there, and in the area that we're in, there's some 60s, 70s, 80s music playing in the background. Now, if you know me, if there's 60s, 70s, 80s music going on, I'm going to start singing because that's just the way I'm wired. And so even if it's not playing, I'm going to start singing anyway. It's my right, praise God. It's called being old. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be cool. My girls say, Dad, stop the dad jokes. They're not cool. I'm like, I'm 54. I'm happily married. I don't need to be cool. I'm happy. So be quiet. All right. Ah! All right, let's go for it. So I'm sitting there and this guy comes and he sits here. And so I'm and then after a little while he goes, excuse me. And I'm like, yes. And he goes, why are you so high? look at Toshki. Toshki's laughing his face off. He's laughing his face off. I said, did you ask me? Why am I so high? He goes, yes. Where do you get your joy? Where does all the joy come from? And I'm like, do you really want to know? He's like, yes. So guess what we did for the next 20, 25 minutes? We talked to him about where you get your joy from and how to get high without, if you know what I'm saying. You know, That's the thing. The world doesn't know how to get high without that. So they pursue all sorts of things, illegal, immoral, whatever. But you don't need all that when you got Jesus in your life, when you got the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we shared with him. I'm sitting there sharing with him, and he's leaning in and he's laughing, and the connection was amazing. He's got other Christian friends and connections, so he knew exactly where we were going. And so as I'm sharing with him, I look over and it's only from here to the front row to the other side of the whole deal. And there's a man on the other side of the counter looking at me, and he is like smiling, a young Japanese brother. He's like got the biggest smile. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like he had a flip top head going on, and he's smiling. And it's like he's looking right at me, eye contact. He's like, and I'm like, this is getting weird in here. So I'm talking to him about the love of Jesus, and then I'm watching him, and I'm talking to him but looking at him, and he's like, and in the end I just pointed at him and said, you want it too, don't you? And he's like, So I get up out of my seat after I finish speaking with him. I walk around the whole counter, and the staff are all following me up around like this. They come around. I walk back around this side, and they're all on the other side like, And so now I'm talking to this guy. He's reading a book. I don't know what the book was called. I didn't communicate much with this guy. It all went through Toshki. But he's reading a book, and it's all Japanese writing on the front because he was Japanese because it's in Japan. And so, but it's... He's reading his Japanese... Don't laugh at me. I know I speak the obvious, but it's not obvious to everybody. So he's a Japanese brother reading a Japanese book, but in the middle, guess what it says in English, right in the middle of all the Japanese? God's mental. That's what it said. God's mental. And I'm like, what's this book? And I was like, man, we went after that cat. I'm telling you. We are after that. And he's like, it was unbelievable. We went and bought New Testaments, went and bought Bibles for the guys. In theory, yes, they're going to be in church today, praising the Lord, giving glory to God. Why? Simply because I said, Lord, where do you want us to go? Sometimes we overcomplicate it all. It's like, we need the wordeth of the Lordeth in King James. The Lord doesn't speak in King James unless you do. And if you do, you're weird. But the Lord saith, no, just speak like a normal person, because that's how God will speak to you when you lean into the presence of God and say, Lord, I want you to speak to me. Lead me today. Take me today. The Lord is calling. The Lord is calling. The Lord is calling. So I began to think, Lord, what about all the rest of my life? It's like, Lord, if you would take me all the way to Osaka, I got a feeling it ruined my plans, if I can be honest. I had 3 hours to get a sermon done. I didn't get my sermon done, but I got a sermon. If I can be really honest, I would much rather be out there speaking to those 3 cats than in here speaking to 1,000. You might be like, you don't mean that. I do. My greatest work isn't done from the platform. I never went into ministry to be a professional minister. I've ended up here because I love people. And if I love people, I'm going to take the word of God to them. I'm going to look for opportunities to share to them. I'm just going to go and be who I am in front of them. I'm going to sing 80s music whether my daughters like it or not. I'm just going to do it. Why are you so high? I'm like, I don't. It's amazing. I don't know why. Was I there for the manager? Was I there for her friend? Was I there for the staff? Was I there for the high guy? Was I there for the flip head guy? I'm not too sure who I was there for, but I'm glad I was there. I wonder if I stepped into my marriage. Lord, what would you have me do today in my marriage? I wonder if I was to step into my family. Lord, what would you speak to me today regarding my family? I wonder if I was to say in my workplace, your workplace, I wonder if we were to say, Lord, we're going to go to work today. Lord, speak to us concerning work. I wonder what he would say. I wonder when it comes to ministry, when it comes to church, when it comes to everything that's near and dear to us, when we go to the hospital, when we go down to the Holden dealer, when we go to wherever. I wonder if we were to say, Lord, speak to us, speak to us. I wonder if he would speak. In fact, I can't help but wonder, has he been speaking? But I didn't recognize his voice. I have a feeling that's probably more the case. So now I'm just going to slow down. Going to slow down, check out the burning bush for a minute. I'm going to slow down when I see the light flash on the road to Damascus. I'm going to slow down when I'm in the 10th row. Say, Lord, I need to hear your voice. Those who call upon my name shall be saved. Those who seek me shall find me. Those who ask, it's going to be given unto them. Those who knock, it's going to be opened unto them.